In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello. It's been a minute since I recorded a podcast. I've been kind of just procrastinating. Like, oh, I'll do it today. Won't do it on Friday, then Friday doesn't come. Like, even I said that, like, last week. Oh, I'll do it on Friday, and then just, I'm like, okay, when I get home. Procrastinating. Because the first time I was really gonna record another episode is when I watched Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. And although they're hitting on Brad Pitt for the whole abuse thing, personally, like, I remember in March when I was watching The Batman in theaters, there were previews for the movies, and I saw the preview for Bullet Train, and I thought, that's so stupid, who would want to watch that? When I did go and watch Bullet Train, like, I just wanted to go to the movies, and I didn't really want to ask anyone, I had anyone to ask, so I just, that day, one of my friends gave me, like, a pack of edibles, so I took an edible and watched Bullet Train, and as someone who really likes anime, I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, being based in Japan, like, everyone having a backstory, and, like, I feel like the whole trope of, like, everyone is on this train for a reason, all their stories connected, but you don't see that until, like, or you see that progress throughout the movie. Very anime-esque thing, things I've seen before. Even the main villain, Black Death, Shirohige, like, it was very anime-esque. So although to me it was kind of stupid, I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. And the other movie that I saw that I was going to talk about was Barbarian. And I'm just being real here, like, I generally don't get scared, like, I enjoy scary movies, but that movie was, when you find out the monster, that shit was terrifying. The movie in and of itself, not that much, kind of funny, but, like, the monster, like, usually, like, the monsters don't bother me. Like, I freaking saw, the M. Night Shyamalan one, the one where, I don't remember, but I talked about it. It's like the one where she has like a parasitic twin. I don't remember, but anyways, yeah. So I saw that, and even that was kind of disgusting. But like, whatever. But like the Barbarian one, it was just ugh. But today, I'm just gonna talk. You can call it like a rant, or venting, or just kind of stream of consciousness thing, but there's just things I just want to say. And my last episode was purpose, and like since then, like, my life has changed drastically, and I would have to say for the better, of course. And really and truly, I tweeted this that I've been telling my friends. I don't know, like, it seems like all my friends broke up this year. And especially the guys have been taking it pretty hard, you know. But yeah, I was hanging out with my friends on Friday, and my friend was talking about his breakup, and then all I had to say to him was like, hey man, like, 25 has been like the worst year of my life, or debatably one of the worst years of my life, but never has life been so beautiful. And then my other friend that moved to BC, I haven't seen him in years, he's coming home visiting for 2 weeks, and he just said he just got out of a bad breakup. So, like, I don't know, this year for my friends has just been lots and lots of change. And, you know, we all, after relationships, a lot of them are starting new ones. All of them got their first big time job or like a new promotion. One of my friends is going to medical school. So I'm at the point in my life, like, when I first turned 25, I made a joke to all my coworkers, especially like because they're, you know, ones that are younger than me, because a lot of people there are older, like, oh, and they're girls too. So I was like, oh, I'm 25 now, and as a man, like, that means my brain is fully formed, so I'm different. And honestly, 25 has been different. I've begun to see sides and things, and I don't know, like, personally, I feel like I'm in like my supervillain arc. right now, and I don't even mean that in like a bad way, that I'm just going to be like a horrible guy to women and stuff, but like I think I'm in the point in my life where like I literally don't care. Like, what I was gonna talk about is like I, for the longest time, thought I was a pessimist, because for me, like I'm just a very negative person, and I always have to see the negative side of things. But if I don't, but like me being so negative and stuff, it also helps me to be humble and appreciative of the things I have in my life, because you know, things could be much worse, and trust me, the things that I've lived through just at the short age of 25, I think a lot of people definitely shouldn't have to go through that, especially as a child. But that's a different topic in and of itself. But yeah, but I found out that I actually am not a pessimist. I was watching a film theory video about Rick and Morty, talking about Rick, and they said that he is a nihilist. And it's one of those words that you hear, and then every time you hear it, you look up the meaning for it, and then you forget it right away the next time you hear it. Like, nuance. Like, I knew and I understand people use the word nuance, but I never quite knew what the word meant. It was one of those words for me, like, or an idiom. Like, every single say, like, oh, it's an idiom, and I'm like, what's an idiom? I would Google it, and then I was like, oh, I get it. And then, like, I know what an idiom is, but, like, if you were asking me to explain or define an idiom, I don't know what you're talking about. Nihilism was one of them, where people would just be like, that's so nihilistic, or Rick is not, or like, you know, this character is a nihilist. And I found out basically that Rick is a nihilist because he thinks nothing matters. And I felt that way for a very long time, even throughout my teens, but I thought I was just being pessimistic. Turns out I'm a nihilist. But also, like I said, because the episode was talking about how Rick has changed from being a nihilist to being like a optimistic nihilist, where like, yes, nothing matters, so like you have to be appreciative of things in your life and the things that you do have control over, and so like at least those things matter to you, but in the end, ultimately, nothing matters, so do something. And I found out, yeah, I'm kind of like that. Like, to me, because I was even explaining this to my friends, that like, yeah, like I found out I'm a nihilist. But then they were also surprised to find out that, like, I am, like, a Christian, and, like, I go to church, and I'm, like, I have a pretty strong faith. And to them, they're like, but to you, nothing matters, so is it? And I said, yeah, although it is quite ironic, I mean, personally, the things I've lived through, once again, and experienced, to me, is more than enough proof that God exists, or a God exists, or cosmic laws of the universe, like something bigger and grander than we know or understand, definitely exists. That everything created has a purpose, and it's not a coincidence, as scientists would like to believe. Because, you know, ultimately, my whole thing too is that we as humans are fallible. We're not perfect, and there are so many things that in millions and thousands of years, the humans will not be able to understand. Like, the fact that we even evolved and got to where we are now, but there's still so many flaws in the system of what we've evolved into. Like, you know, we're naturally, like, xenophobic, and we, you know, a lot of, like, mammals, as soon as they're born, they can walk and run, but us, we have to be cuddled and reared. Like, we don't just have it. Like, so, like, there are things as humans, like, we don't make sense. Like, why do we, like, 9 months is too much. You gotta be, like, in the world. Like, so, like, why wouldn't we evolve to be longer? Like, you know what I mean? So, we aren't perfect. So, and because we're not perfect and we're infallible, who's to say that there isn't something greater than us? And things that we don't understand, never explain. Sometimes things can't be, like death, like where do we go after we die? To me, it doesn't matter. And, you know, I grew up thinking, like, you know, in church they always say, you should fear God. And I thought that in a way that it was like, it's because as a kid, traditionally, when you think of fear, you think of horror movies, things you don't want to experience. So when people would say fear God, I thought they meant we should fear him, because then if we don't, we'll go to hell. But really, what they mean is, when they say to fear God, they mean to have some sort of reverence in God, you know, that I guess we as humans, like I said, are fallible. And to be a God and to be omnipotent and to be all-knowing and to be a part, to be everywhere and nowhere all at once, to be a part of this gigantic system that is our universe, that is so unexplored and so misunderstood, there should be fear in that. And like it'd be like if you are a soldier, and like back in the day, and then because you fought bravely in the war, you get to meet your king or queen, and they knight you. And, you know, to them, especially back then, knight, that's the highest honor, to be knighted by a king or to get special thanks for a king, I'm sure it would give goosebumps. So to me, that's what the fear is. The fact that there is a god or gods or a universe that is all powerful and understands and knows the mysteries that we as humans in our lifetime or maybe several lifetimes could never understand, there is something to fear in that. So, and you know, maybe with the whole nihilism, it's like maybe everything I'm doing is all wrong. Maybe I'm worshiping the wrong god or all that. That could be things that people say or think, or like maybe probably what a lot of nihilists think. But I think, at least to me, if nothing matters, I should at least do the things I want, choose to believe the things I choose to believe, even if in the end they turn out to be false and like everything I'm doing is wrong. I think it's better to have my own purpose and, you know, make the things I do in this life at least matter to me, even if in the end, like, you know, I could build an orphanage and spend my life to, you know, making sure there's no more orphans and no more wars, and I could be really successful. But then once I die, within, I don't know, 20, 30 years, the whole world could crumble. We could go back into war. And I'm referring to, like, you know, people who fought in World War One and World War II. They did it, and, you know, UN was set up so that, you know, men would never have to go to war and die for their country, you know? And even though there's been proxy wars and stuff between them, like, you know, it's kind of like that, how it didn't matter. It's like, so many people died in war, and we've seen how horrible war is, but we still build nuclear weapons and drones, and we still, you know, do private assassination attempts and coups and overthrowing people. And if you look at it like from a human perspective, or like someone like an outsider looking in, they're like, what's the point of being alive or being a human? Because they can't even, like, every one of Earth's problems we've created, homelessness, you know, poverty, classism, racism, xenophobia, discrimination, homophobia, transphobia, you know, dictator, like, you know, pollution, everything. We've created these problems. And honestly, really and truly, I believe, like, 100% of the problems that we create as humans, it's possible for them to be solved. However, they'll never be solved. Because even, like, in the Rick and Morty episode, like, one of the most recent ones, where, like, the dinosaurs come back, and then they say they go across the universe, and they just take care of everything. Life becomes boring, so maybe it's an innate human thing, or we know that, like, you can never truly bring about world peace or end poverty. Like, it always has to be something, because if there isn't something, then what's the point? Like, life would just be boring, which I know it'd be extremely boring, you know, but that's just the life we live in. Because sometimes that just sounds ridiculous, but then there's other times you think, especially if you're in you're having a bad mood or a bad day, and you're thinking, I'm living on a floating rock that's three planets and an infinite solar system. Why do I have to pay bills? Why am I in debt? Why do I have to go to school to live a life? Why do I have to suffer racism? Why do I have to suffer all these things? We're like, it really shouldn't matter. We should all just live whatever life we do, as long as it's not hurting others. Like, we shouldn't have to pay bills. Bills is stupid. Like, our society should be the whole point of humanity should be just building and getting better. Like, if people didn't have to worry where the next meal was from, I feel like a lot of people, like, you know, there wouldn't be wars or anything, because everyone would just be trying to be the next best thing. They'd try, you know, there'd be so many Steve Jobs, there'd be so many, like, we wouldn't need, like, a Greta Thunberg or, like, I don't know, social justice warriors and all these things, because we'd be just only focusing on bettering the world instead of, like, fighting each other. Like, what's the, we wouldn't need wars because we'd be building spaceships to go travel and answer questions that we as humans could never understand. Like, I bet you if, like, you know, we lived in a world like that, we would have probably already discovered 100% of the ocean. We would know what's at the bottom of the Mariana's Trench. We would we would have time travel and all these things, space travel, all these crazy, crazy things. But we as humans love to create conflict. And I don't know if that's an evolution thing where we were hunter-gatherers or it was fight or flight. And now fight or flight has evolved into being the 1%. Like, you want to become a billionaire and just control everything so that you never have to suffer. Like, it's just so many things, and I could never answer that. And it'd be pointless to want to know the answer, in my opinion. Because then, what's the point of living if you have all the answers? The point of living is to seek out answers and to make your own purpose. That is, in my opinion, the purpose of life. But recently, it just, I don't know, it just kind of feels pointless. Like, especially this year. Like, I want to do so many things, or, like, flames have been sparked in my heart and my soul to do certain things. But also, because of my situation and just the, even, like, the politics of the world, not just Ontario or Canada, being a black person, like, there's just so much going on, inflation, possible war, you know, nuclear war, you know, there's just threats of violence and, you know, instability, like, global warming, climate change. Like, it's only snowed, like, halfway through November, when back in the day it used to snow, like, way before even Halloween, you know, so everything is changing. So it kind of feels like, why am I struggling so much if, like, in 10 years, like, I think, what is it, like, 2032, like, if we don't stop the way, and we haven't stopped, like, the world is going to get to a point where it's unsavable, and then the planet's going to start imploding on itself because of all the pollution, all the things we do. So, like, you hear things like that, and although you want things to change and you want us, you know, to fix our climate problem, the reality is that we probably aren't going to. Like, I don't think we should want to travel the universe and, you know, colonize Mars because we as humans destroyed Earth, because we're just going to create the problem in Mars and every other planet and solar system we go to. It's kind of whole, going back to the whole, it's pointless, because we could literally solve all of Earth's problems, but it's kind of like a sunk cost fallacy at this point. Like, we've already created all these classes and systems, and to just flip them over and turn it on ahead and start anew, why would you, especially if you're someone at the top and you control all power, why would you want to give control back to everyone else? But the truth and sadly reality, the sad fact and the reality is, people are getting smaller. That's why things like Arab Spring can happen, or even all the protests happening in Iran with the killing of that girl by the morality police. Like, people, you know, even what's happening, the occupation of Myanmar, and, you know, Russia trying to take back Ukraine. Like, people aren't stupid. They can. And governments can, like, block news, but then there's VPNs. There's so many ways for us to get our stories out. And we're hearing these things, and a lot of things is, like, there's oppressive leaders, and the people eventually get tired of it, and they're going to rise up. And while it's not going to be pretty, it's going to be ugly, and a lot of people are going to have to die, which is a sad thing. It's just this cycle that humans are falling into. But I feel like eventually we're just going to run out, because while all these crazy things are happening, we're also not... the planet has no time to heal, because the planet is not healing. It's just getting to a point where everything is sheer destruction. So personally, that's why, to me, like, nothing really matters, because why are we even doing this? We can't even love ourselves, and we're one species, so who's to say that we'll ever be able to do anything else? Kind of, like, sad and dark and stuff, which was also probably maybe why I didn't want to, like, just protect TikTok, because my, yeah, even I notice, like, when I post, sometimes, like, they're not always positive, they're always very, like, ranty and negative, which I guess, as an IRS, probably why, but I hope in the words I say and the things I say that it helps you think, it helps you critically think, it helps you to realize that everyone, you matter, and that you should do things that matter to you. Because in this world, if you don't do the things that interest you or matter to you, your life is just going to be boring and depressing. And if we're, especially if we're going now with, like, the way how we can do life-saving measures, we might be, like, the first people where en masse you live to be over 100. And you want to live not just, like, 40 or 70 lives depressing, but, like, 150. That's way, way too much. So I hope this meant something. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll try to record, like, once a week or even bi-weekly. Just this whole stream of conscious ranting, just get stuff off my chest, because I really enjoy having a podcast. I don't just talking, because this is just me working things out in my head that I want to say, but I can't say, or what's the platform, or who cares. But that's all I have for today. Thanks. Peace.